Yeah, I am personally dreading it this year because obviously money's an issue for virtually everybody, apart from a very small minority. There's many, many ways you can help us, not just obviously donating, which is the obvious one, but we're also looking for things like paving slabs and wood to make repairs and extensions because of the current climate, you know, we are growing. It's not ideal by any stretch of the imagination, but we've got to provide these unwanted animals with somewhere to live. So we do need help. You can volunteer, and that doesn't necessarily mean working with the animals. It could be doing some DIY repair work. It could be doing some fundraising. We desperately need somebody who's good at doing grant writing. Lack of time again, it makes things difficult. We're on Operation Clean Up at Glossop. We finally got the muck heap moving and the JCB moving, so there's stuff to be doing there. So, you know, if you like getting your hands dirty and getting to achieve something at the end of the day and getting the pleasure of working with the animals as well, just remember animals don't judge. So everybody's welcome here.
How many have you got here now?
How many animals? Yeah. I don't dare sit down and count them all because I think I'd realise just what a demented old woman I really am. We've got a lot. It's over 100.
Yeah.
It's over 100.
It's going to be tough keeping them warm and fed all winter.
It is. And we can't do it without the generous support of your readers and other people. We can't function day to day. And at the end of the day, where would these animals end up if we were to close? A lot of them would lose their lives, unfortunately.
Because you said to me earlier, a lot of people seem to be letting their animals go free.
Yes, yes. This is the latest thing at the moment. People literally opening the door up and putting their animal outside. From chickens to, we had it with somebody threatened it with a cat, a little kitten that we've taken in. They did it with a little cockerel we've got. And it is becoming increasing. I certainly don't condone the behaviour, but you know, you've got to look and think, why is this happening? Because to a lot of people, animals are indispensable. You know, they're a luxury. They might be a luxury to some people, but to the little old lady who's got nobody for company, they're not. And we are trying to rehome as many animals as we possibly can. But when somebody's got to weigh up between the cat and the children who they're going to feed, it makes life very, very difficult. And so we don't pass judgment on people, but please don't dump them. You know, give us a ring and we'll do everything we possibly can to help.